Yo, you're now tuning in to episode 16 of Not Jared Fan Podcast, and I'm one half of your host, Vitamin D. Pause, because everybody needs vitamin D in their life.
It's your boy Tosh Sharp, and one only High Class Hillums. We back. Now, we've been away for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? A lot of shit going on in the world, but we back, we here.
Yeah, niggas got 9-to-5s. You know what I mean? So, we back, though. Tom, what's been going on with you? Nigga drinking White Castle.
Look, it's cold out. I mean, hot outside. You feel me?
This nigga, man. You said you don't want to go on the healthy shit.
I am on my healthy shit. It's a cheat day. Fuck you, man.
Vegan, yo. Vegan.
Yo, I feel me? It's been a hard 3 days.
You got a milkshake, nigga?
I'm saying it's my cheat day.
This nigga.
I did 3 days straight. I'm like, fuck it. I'm saying I need a reward, nigga.
That's what you've been doing? Just eating clean and shit?
Eating clean, working out. Altogether, this week by itself, I ran like, I'd say like 4.5 miles this week. I'm proud of myself.
That's good.
Feel me?
That's good.
I got by about a good 600, 700 push-ups out the way. I mean, I've been on my shit. You feel me? I'm trying to get my weight right.
I've been eating good. I've been eating like salad and shit.
That's it?
For the past like week. Riding my bike. Got a bike and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I got to get on this bike wave, man. I'm trying to take one of them trips with the where I be seeing anybody taking them shits. Like, they be going to, like, different cities and riding for, like, 10 miles and shit. Nah. I'm trying to do one of them, bro.
I don't have a problem riding there. It's just, yo, I got to ride this shit back.
Yeah.
I got to ride back home that after shit. 20 miles?
Nah.
You bugging.
I'm going to sleep. Nigga. Yeah,
somebody pick me up. That's what I don't get. Like, yo, they be like, y'all rode 30 miles. I'm like, how'd you get back? Roll back. I'm like, nigga, you wildin', bro. Hell nah, man. But I've been on eating clean and all that, trying to get right, trying to get back in the shape. You know what I mean? Since the gyms are still closed.
Facts. So, nigga finally got a haircut. Thank God. Feel me? Like, it's been like a week now, too. I'm about to get another haircut. Like, I'm about to get 2 haircuts. It's lit.
I still ain't. My barber hit me back up.
Oh, no. You got to have a backup barber. You always got to have your barber and then a backup barber.
It's hard because it's like your barber. It's like a relationship. You don't want to cheat on your barber.
Oh, no, I don't give a fuck about none of that. I'm a cheater. Fuck it.
With the barber, not with the women.
Mm-hmm.
With the barber.
Right. What you said?
So, I felt wrong because I ain't check up on him or none of that.
Like, check up on
like,
nigga?
Yo, you good? The family, I ain't?
I don't give a fuck about none of that.
That's
my
nigga, though. It's my nigga.
That nigga, he called you?
You right.
Facts.
I hit him up like, yo, you good to cut?
You a business transaction.
Yeah. I was like, yo, you good to get a free cut? He hit me back up. So I'm like, damn, he must not fuck with a nigga.
I got 3 barbers on the phone right now.
Shit, I need a barber, bro.
Look,
I'm about to get braids. I'm about to get the Meeks.
Oh, nah, chill out. You can't do the show like that.
I'm about to get the Meeks.
Feel me? Like, I got a barber at my regular spot. You feel me? I've been going to since I was a kid. Feel me? QBG. You know, feel me? I'm a chancellor. That's my spot. You go in there, you have a good little time, everybody talking that shit, you
right.
Feel me?
Right.
Nice little spot, politic and shit. Then, you feel me, I got my backup barber, Dominican bro from across town, you feel what I'm saying? He cheaper and he quicker. Like, if I'm in a rush, like, I go to that nigga.
No talking.
Yeah, he just...
Yeah, I hate niggas that be just talking to me. Like, come on, my nigga.
My barber's an old man, too. You feel me? He be in there chatting it up like, yeah, Tyler, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right,
stop,
bro.
Like, turning the clippers off. Yo, man, hold on. Yo, this chick, man. I'm like, yo, my nigga, just cut my hair.
Facts.
Bro. Just cut my hair.
I've been here 2 hours. Shorty calling me like, yo, where the fuck you at? You said you getting a haircut, nigga.
Yeah,
like,
the phone ring. He answering the phone. Hold on, youngin. Yeah. I'm like, yo, cut my hair. Eating.
Or niggas really do stop to eat. Yes, like, yeah, I got you in 2 seconds, bro.
Yeah, let me get. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, youngin. I'm like, yo, my nigga, just cut my hair.
Then I got my third dude. You feel me? He like desperate. Like, he just need to cut hair. You feel me? So. Whatever I say, be like, yo, bro, cut in the crib, cut my shit.
Right.
He ain't gonna cut to the crib, cut my shit.
You wanna come up?
Yeah, you feel me? He doing his thing.
I feel you. But yeah, I need a barber, man. So I'm gonna hit him up again, like, yo, bro, did I do something wrong? I need a cut, please.
He's going crazy on it.
Please. All right, so I'm gonna get into this NBA, man.
We going to be gonna talk NBA first. Let's talk about it.
Me and you went back and forth.
Facts.
On this debate about Kyrie.
Facts. I mean.
Saying. Fuck. Saying, first of all, he's the leader of what's it called again?
The NBA Coalition.
NBA Coalition.
Vice President of the NBA PA.
Yes. He's saying that they should sit out and focus on social justice issues and stuff like that.
Facts.
Right? There should be no season and facts. Stuff like that. And it'll have a bigger impact than playing.
Facts.
Right?
Yes.
you gave me some flack. Then some niggas on Instagram, nigga, you bugging, nigga. You just like them niggas. You just want niggas to play and get away from the whole issue. Just niggas barking on me, right?
Facts.
But I have some good, valid ones saying, yo, bro, this and that, this and that.
Fuck and Kendrick Perkins, I'm by like, the way. And I'm putting that shit on the gram. The minute this shit drop, I'm wilding on that nigga. Fuck wrong with him.
Why?
Talking that goofy shit on. I hate niggas that be ass that go on TV to talk shit about other players. Like, you was never nothing, bro. You was one of them niggas in the back of the bus chilling, watching other niggas drive this shit, bro. Ain't never been a reason niggas is winning. I hate that shit. Don't do that.
Shit.
Then you gonna call this nigga out like, oh, why is he doing this? He backing up because he can't play. Nah, nigga. He said, what changed? Stephen A. talking about what changed. People died during the week that he changed his opinion. Just think about this right here. After we already was talking about all these people, right, more people were killed during that same week. 5 men were hung by a tree. Why the fuck do I care about basketball right now? My people getting hung by trees and you want to talk about some fucking basketball?
See, my thing is I feel like it could be a bigger impact and they have more influence by playing the season because the cameras is always on, the mics is always in front of them.
They in a fucking bubble and they gonna do the same shit they did in 2014, 2015, 2016 when all these riots and shit was going on. What they gonna do? Put a fucking shirt on then, and say, you know, we need change? Nobody wanna hear that shit.
Then the money
action.
Then the money they lose on by not playing could go towards like programs and shit like that.
Bro, we gotta follow the money. That's what I was thinking. All that donating shit, you gotta make sure you follow the money and see where it's really going. That's one. Two is they never even gave the nigga a chance to say, oh, these are the demands we need. This is what we want to do. They just started commenting.
The Matt Barnes shit I showed you.
Yeah, like, yeah, but I'm saying that's what I was telling you. I'm saying is you gotta think. If Nick, all right, so look, you know, slow niggas, you know, commenting. So we go, I'm gonna put niggas on game that wanna know why. It affects more. Imagine you got all these superstars right now. Everybody's amped up to watch them play basketball. When you say, yo, we're not playing basketball until we make some true change in our communities, now you put pressure on the ownership to know, oh, all right, what the fuck we got to do? Now you can now organize and say, every motherfucking basketball city we got, we go organize a protest. We go organize getting all the, you can now look up all the files and names of all the people that got injustices going on right now in your city. That means for every city that got a team. And now you put the money behind that to then you pay for lawyers. You go and make sure you open up and get these people indicted. You feel what I'm saying? Put pressure. When a billionaire starts to do some shit, it changes the perception. You feel what I'm saying? So your owner's not doing shit. You just like, all right, he about to play. Make me some more money. I got to pay him.
That's what I was saying.
You got to have demands with it. And the demands is easy to me. It comes through that. So I'm saying is, what is playing going to do that not playing is going to do? You tell me the pros and cons, and I tell you the pros and cons. You feel what I'm saying? Because right now, it look like you just want to hoop because you need to get away from this shit. Because you're not. Because the thing about this, these motherfuckers had enough money to get rings for each player and their family members that's coming to let you know if you get coronavirus 3 days ahead of you actually catching symptoms from it. Now, wouldn't that money be great and useful to go to the nurses of these cities in these hospitals, the doctors, the surgeons, the people that's actually working with people? Wouldn't that be a smarter investment to help out? But you'd rather give it to a player to play basketball for when we have people that's fighting on the front lines to take care of people. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What type of bullshit is that? Let's figure that out. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I mean where it's bigger shit than basketball right now. Like, that right there made me pissed off when I seen that shit. Like, so you got technology that can let you know, and then we got nurses wearing garbage bags and fucking fake baskets trying to protect themselves.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. That bias or shit.
These are the things Kyrie's talking about, bro. It's mad shit going on and you worried about playing fucking basketball. We watching people die. We watching people get sick. We watching all this injustice, all this bullshit. But you want to play basketball and wear a shirt and say some shit after the game. What the fuck is that about to do? Because it ain't do shit before when it happened. Or before that.
But shit ain't going to change next week. See, 2 weeks look. And shit like that, though.
This is my whole thing, too, is... And then when the rumor came out, he was talking about starting his own league... And the niggas got mad at that. Bro, the smartest shit I could...
I text know. You that. Yep. I said, yo, I'm lit. That's
I've been talking that shit.
Yeah, that's lit. If now, the stars get involved, it's lit.
Bro, listen. Just think about the drastic change. If you want real...
If they don't play, they don't get there.
Nigga, they still got money. You got to have a hustler's mentality. You can't be like, oh, shit. I'm not about to make this extra $800,000 this year. So I need to go do this. Nah, you're supposed to have a come up or an investment. Some shit that's gonna make that.
Well, he's talking about the guys that's the
we don't 15th. Give a fuck about the 15th guy on the team. You don't give a fuck about him right now. Why the fuck you care about his money now? You ain't care before. Now you care.
But he's a black man. He came from the struggle. Now this is the way he's get this money.
He need to have an investment plan. His only hustle should not be basketball. Especially when you know you're not. If you're the last thing on the team, that means you're not promised next season. Let's be real. You on a 1 year deal, not guaranteed probably.
Yeah, what I was saying that before they should have had a list of demands. Like, yo, we ain't playing.
But they ain't even,
unless we playing. If unless you do this shit, pay for this, pay for that, and invest in this organization.
We don't
like
even
that.
Know if they had that yet. They probably was putting that shit together, but you know, shit get leaked quick. So the media was already on it before he even could probably go to the meeting and say this.
That's what I think they should have done, is just saying, I'm not playing. They should be like, we'll play if we have these demands and you take action on these demands and we'll play. You know what I mean?
I think that everything they said was valid.
But they going into some situation where they have no plan. Like, what's the plan after sitting
out? I'm saying,
but
they didn't show you the plan. That wasn't for us to see. That was for them and the players' correlation.
So
they had that conversation.
There's shit behind the scenes that we probably don't.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah.
That's what's going on. I'm saying is, why are you talking on a situation that you really don't know the whole extent? You wasn't on the call. You spoke to one guy. He told you a piece of what they heard.
I think it's just the, like,
fuck Kendrick Perkins, man. That nigga had me hot watching that
shit. So fuck that nigga, you said?
Fuck that nigga. Mm.
I just don't want to follow Kyrie because he says the world is flat. Then you said some bullshit.
I said some 100 shit.
We don't know.
We don't know, nigga. You only reason you saying that because somebody told you that shit.
No, I've seen it.
No, you ain't never seen that shit.
I've seen the world.
How?
On TV.
So you believe anything you see on TV?
That's your Drew Gafford. Yeah.
So you believe that shit? Everything you see on TV, you believe? Yes or no?
Everything I see on TV, I believe? No. Certain networks, yes. Certain networks.
So I'm saying is, I believe that this probably on a dimensional plane. I feel like that's how that shit is. That's what I believe. I believe you're on a dimensional plane, flat. We on a line like this. Shit go like that. That's what I believe.
What the fuck?
I could go give you a whole bunch of fucking valid videos to show you the same shit that you show me. Valid shit.
You
I got scientists that got the same shit that you about to show me. I can show you.
So a scientist living in his basement showed you that.
I can show you legit
flat.
Scientists that run schools and shit. I'm dead ass. Cause I was waiting for you to bring this up, so I had my shit. Bro. I had to make sure I go do my shit.
So
I'm saying is, you only believe what somebody told you and engraved in you. The only reason you saying that is because you learned that shit since kindergarten. So it's nothing else to believe. You like, why would that nigga say that? Why you think Kyrie said that? He just randomly was like, yo, this shit flat. Nah, nigga, he went and did some research. He saw the shit. Just like we see the shit.
It's ridiculous, bro.
There's
live footage of the world being a sphere. Live footage.
You believe that footage? I'm just asking.
I don't believe anything.
Hold on. Truman Show type shit. We could get deep, nigga.
I don't believe nothing of face value. But
nigga, if I ain't up there, I don't know. I'm just going off what somebody told me.
But
that's a fact, right?
I've seen shit saying the world is a fear.
Yeah, man. Come on, bro. You did you pay my nigga Donald yet? Hold up.
Yeah,
so everybody on YouTube.
I got the plea.
Hey, on YouTube, this is a guy in the comments on our Instagram live right now, and he owed Donald some money.
He owed a couple of niggas some money. Yeah, bro, we talk about Kyrie, and it's hard to follow a leader that believes the world is flat.
Nigga, so you say because he has one opinion though you don't like, he can't be a leader? That makes zero sense, bro.
It's hard to fucking take his credibility knowing he thinks the world is flat.
That's what niggas is doing?
I'm just saying, that's me. It's like, yo, bro, you think the world is flat. Why the fuck should I listen to you? Why the fuck should I listen to you?
So niggas can't...
Call him up, man.
Go ahead and add the nigga.
Call him up, man. What you was about to say?
I'm saying is this. That can't be your only valid reason.
He said, I got some shit to say.
This nigga owe Donald some money. I'm not fucking with him, all right? I'm going to just let y'all know right now.
This nigga shit is boo-boo.
Yeah, he don't even got an iPhone trying to get on live with us.
I think he does have an iPhone. I think he does.
Nah, not the way he be talking.
Yo. You hear me?
Yeah, where you at?
First of all, Donald, tell these niggas I paid my bread. That's number
one. Nah, hold on. Niggas ain't copped the plea. Niggas ain't copped the plea. Niggas say you ain't paid the bread.
I copped the plea.
Anyway, but nah, that Kyrie, that black old, that old league shit, that's the stupidest shit I ever heard.
So you saying that black players shouldn't have a black owned league? That's what you're saying right now? They should have a league that they own?
The NBA is a top organization. I mean, you not beating them.
I mean, so,
how would you not? If you took, if you black and you go play for a black owned league, the NBA is not the NBA.
Put it like this. The NBA, right? You saw how they was on their P's and Q's. If you notice how the NBA be on their P's and Q's, unlike the NFL, homie.
Because they know what can happen.
We have in every aspect covered. You're not beating them. If you notice the players, like Kyrie, he up here just saying nut shit. I mean, it's an odd idea, but who's going to run it? Who's going to be in charge?
No, I'm saying.
Hold on.
First of all, he got my words mixed up. I agree with the. Black league, like just NBA players having their own league. I agree with that. I just don't agree with them sitting out. I agree with them having their own league.
We go put it like this. If you want true, you feel what I'm saying? Right now, you saying who gonna run the league? There's still people in powers that can run the league, just how the NBA runs the league. There's other leagues around the world. Feel me? That's one. Two, if you want to have true equality, you want to be a player inequality, you can't be asking for equality. You have to go take your equality. That means you have that power. So if you go make a league where you have ownership of it and it's directly involving your community and your culture, that means you have power and now you have ownership. And people going to want to put their money into that and try to invest into that. So the TV contracts are going to come. Yo, LeBron, Kyrie, KD, if the big stars in a different league, you got
to
go there.
You would have to get top players to loot to take
That's the job. That's the job. That he's saying it's not easy to do it. But I'm saying is and if it, we it's going if you take want to time. Do it, how you gonna look as a player, yo son? They about to start a league for us. You feel what I'm saying?
And
by us.
And it's gonna take
and you
time.
Gonna say, nah, I'm not gonna do that. But you're not really trying to get no equality, but you just trying to get equality but on good terms. You gotta make drastic changes to get this shit. That's the problem we got going through now. Everybody wanna play nice and even. Oh, we gonna be nice to do this shit. Nah, this shit ain't gonna be nice and easy to do. That's the problem. If we have ownership, that means we separated. That means that they have to come now and they got to treat us like a boss. We're now a threat because now we playing with money. You understand? If you're not a boss, then you ain't going to get talked to like a boss. You feel what I'm saying? If you a boss, you walk in the room, every other boss going to treat you like a boss because they know what type of power you have. Now, if you come in there and you're not a boss, you're just a runner. We're going to treat you like a runner. You understand? That's why now he can pay niggas 5 years, $90 million.
You
feel what I'm saying? You change it up. Now you put yourself in a different whole light. You feel what I'm saying?
I just think it would be no way. For me, I don't see no way. And the NBA, it ain't like the NBA treat their players terrible. For me, the NBA be standing with their players.
That's
so
a fact.
No way. You're not gonna make a better league than the NBA. I promise you that. I promise you.
That's what a lot of people said about a lot of shit they had. Then somebody made it better.
Now, NFL gotta be on some bull, I understand. But NBA, nah, they're top 10.
Just because they nice don't mean nothing, bro.
With this bubble plan, all that. Now, the only argument y'all got with this black-owned league is that y'all putting power black in.
That's the point.
I guess you could say you putting power black in black people almost.
That's the point of the league.
Owners the same as it were.
That's the point. That's what I'm trying to. That's the only point I'm making. That's what he was trying to say. We're gonna have power. That means that you can control the culture.
Just imagine like Master P Diddy, even Drake.
You understand how big basketball is now. It's now to a worldwide effect that it even goes into the music, fashion.
Culture because the players control the culture in the NBA now.
Exactly. So imagine what we're going to do if we have ownership in it. Where we get to own everything. That means anything that we do is black owned. You feel what I'm saying? And we're not even keeping it separate from anybody. Everybody can come to this league as well. But I'm saying is the ones that control the culture is literally us.
Black.
That means that we control how the media look at us. We control how we get everything out. We control how we get everything in. You feel what I'm saying? The jerseys is made by black, you feel what I'm saying, clothing lines and designers. You feel what I'm saying? All these merches and things is going into more black hands. That means it's economically we building up. That means instead of making Reebok and Nike so rich, we now got 5 or 6 different lines going up. You feel what I'm saying? Now you got more people that's going to get, you know what I'm saying? You doing so much when you touching so many hands. And now you can put the actual basketball games and arenas and centers, which you could get made. You feel what I'm saying? You now putting them in black communities. You feel what I'm saying? Now it's easy for them kids to be like, yo, I can see that. And I can do this job or that job or this job or that job. And see different avenues into the sports and entertainment world. And not just, I got to be a player. Now I could be the guy behind the scenes and do this, and this. Because now I can see it up live and close. And now they got programs that's going to push you to do that. Because they have an actual league that's going to make sure they go do that for their communities. So instead of NBA care, go to random cities and shit like that. They got a league that goes to your city. To your actual community, to your building, your YMCA. You feel what I'm saying? They build with that. That's what we're speaking on. We're trying to make real change, not just just sit here and talk about it. That's what the NBA about to do. Talk about shit. They about to just talk about it and wear shirts.
I still don't think you're going to get a better league than NBA. If the players really want that, that's something they can sit down and negotiate for me. That's something that's having more of a platform for me than just sitting out. That's more of a plan. That's a valid plan.
But that's what we saying.
You can take that plan and go to the NBA owners instead of just sitting out.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
What
yes.
I'm saying is, why am I? If we could do that and sit out, let's talk about it. What I'm saying is, what? They didn't even get this nigga a chance to talk. Niggas heard, oh, he's talking about this shit? Let's snap. Let's wild out. Like Kendrick Perkins. Let's wild out. Let's make him like a fucking enemy of the world. Like, damn, this nigga didn't even get 2 days to speak on this shit. He had one phone call.
That's a valid plan, for me. That's a valid
plan.
That
was the plan.
All the talk about just sitting out.
Yes.
See, to talk about just sitting out without a plan, that don't really make
sense. Yeah, when that was like, yo, they just going to sit out.
The media made it seem like that. The media pushed that. Not Kyrie. Can Kyrie come out and say, yo, I want this to happen with no plan? No. And same way we thinking about it, you don't think he thought about it? These niggas is smart. They run businesses. They do build things in their life. They're not just dumb like, oh, all right, I'm going to just say this and not do nothing. He had 100 players on the phone call. You don't think that he got power? He talking about some shit?
Because I thought he was just going to sit out. I'm like, what the fuck is that going to do? If you sit out with no plan, there was no point. But if you sit out and you got a plan.
You don't think they had a plan? You don't think that's the first thing a nigga said in the comments?
I hope they would.
I'm saying, if you in a phone call, a nigga said, we about to sit out. You better say, yo, what's the plan?
And,
so, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Obviously, he had a plan. It just didn't get out there because that conversation wasn't for everybody to hear.
All right.
So, that's why I don't like niggas just killing the nigga. I'm like, bro, chill out. You know what I'm saying? Relax. So, let's get back to it.
Moral of the story is, fuck Kendrick Perkins.
Facts.
What about Stephen A?
I mean,
fuck that nigga, too.
He was kind of, I mean, I ain't gonna hold y'all. KD be on the post check.
Niggas be blowing my shit with this KD. Yo, KD can't say nothing.
KD,
niggas
no
be
respect
mad.
For that man whatsoever for me. Until he get a ring with Brooklyn, I don't
know. This nigga gotta win another ring. He can't. He got two. He gotta get another one for respect.
KD don't get no respect for the Warriors, man. Nine.
He was the finals MVP. He gave niggas 35 a game. What you want to do?
He got more respect. Before he even went there. For me,
he was a killer.
Before he went there.
Thank you, yeah.
Best record in the, yo, he playing one-on-one. You got Curry over here. You got Clay over here. You got Draymond in the court.
Don't ever say you got Draymond over there. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, not Draymond.
Yo, get this, get this nigga off the chat.
Draymond trash, bro.
Watch him out, bro.
Draymond trash, bro.
Nigga, oh, he the greatest player in the world. I'm disrespecting my nigga like that. I'm tired of y'all niggas because niggas get hurt.
Ooh.
Niggas disrespected KD.
KD's like a...
When nigga didn't get hurt, he was the best player in the world. Yes or no? He was wilding in the playoffs.
That's Braun, though.
And then he got hurt. Then niggas, everybody changed. Oh, man.
That's Braun, though, bro.
Nah, bug it.
That's Braun, though. But I see.
Thank you.
There's a plan.
Thank you.
They got a plan in the tuck, but it's not for the people to see.
Niggas need me on the NBA collision. We gonna have this shit right, you heard?
Because they just barked on the nigga. The way they put the shit out is like, Kyrie, and people think about sitting
out. Yo, there's no games to be played, bro. They gotta make controversy, bro. That's why you, look, if we got our own shit, we control the narrative.
Yeah, because they milked that Jordan shit for like months on months, you know what I mean? So fucking,
I hate LeBron fans, bro. I hate them niggas.
I'm gonna talk about this baseball shit, Ty.
Put me on game, because I really don't know nothing about this
soft
shit.
Soft niggas saying, basically, it's not even about nothing. It's about the money, really. Now they're saying they're going to have a 60-game season.
Good. They need to drop that shit down regularly.
I think it would be
182
better.
182 games?
Yeah, nobody's watching. I think it would be better because every star niggas. Has to play, right? Mm-hmm. Every star has to play.
But they get hurt a lot in baseball.
That's the, like, nigga, basketball players, football players get hurt?
No. What I'm saying is, like, in baseball, you doing a violent motion all, like, when you do it, you know what I'm saying? Pitching,
I see
back,
with the pitching.
Think about it. You trying to hit 100.
Oh, that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, come on, bro.
Them niggas be running, tearing hamstrings and shit.
Because they don't work out.
Look.
They don't do shit.
Nah, don't disrespect them niggas.
Niggas play 182 games.
That's a long ass. That's like 8 months.
Niggas don't play. Like, yo, they chill for, like, 82 games. And just fucking go all out when it's like 10 games left.
Niggas hate
them niggas,
baseball players.
Like,
what's wrong with you, bro?
Oh, they're going to play 62 games. I don't know how they're going to do that. That's too strenuous on the body. I'm like, bro, you got football players playing all the games.
They play 16, though. That's nothing.
But that's like all that pounding. One game is fucking like 2 years of baseball tearing and baseball injuries, nigga. And NBA, they play 82 games. You're supposed to play 82 games. It's some contact. Jumping, knees, strain on the body.
I get you that. I get
but
that.
Baseball,
I ain't gonna disrespect them niggas like that, though. You
baseball, are you fucking kidding me? It's gonna be too strenuous on the body. Oh, they're gonna be hurting. Oh, they're gonna have to play 62 games. This is too much for them. Now, Aaron Judge is gonna have to. I'm like, yo, man, the fuck up. Pitches, I understand, because you're throwing 109.
And they pitching like 100.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's
200.
OD.
You know what I'm saying?
That's OD. But you're a left fielder. third baseman in 60 games is too much?
I hear you.
It's too much?
They getting a 5-year, $296 million deal and shit?
And it's too much?
I ain't gonna argue with you. I mean, I can't talk on baseball. I really don't know a lot about
that. I don't watch that non-sport. Shout out to Ken Griffey Jr., though. That's my nigga, though. That's one of my favorite baseball players. That's my nigga. But Jeter, too. That's my nigga. Bryce Harper, my nigga. Mike Trout, my nigga. But come on, son. It's too many games. I mean, it's too short of a season. They're going to get hurt.
I ain't jacking that. They could play that.
They could play all that. Nigga, it would be better for the sport because they're playing less games.
They get like $50 million a season. Come on, God damn.
And you can't play 60.
I need that baseball money. Fuck that mother sports.
Yeah, my son gonna play some baseball. I ain't gonna hold you.
Them niggas get to that bag.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. But you can't play 60 games? That fucking pissed me off. I'm like, you. Let me get some water. I was about to say something crazy.
What about, before we get off the sports topic, I actually wanted to bring something up. So I was I'm into the boxing shit for real a lot now.
Right.
And I just watched Shakur's last fight. Shout out to Shakur Stevenson. He just won his last fight. Easy work.
Seen that.
Easy
Seen
work.
That.
Easy work. Now, I'm looking at a lot of these young boxers, and there's another boxer named Ryan Garcia. And he just had to basically not forfeit his fight, but he didn't sign a contract to fight because he was only going to get paid $200,000 for the fight. Mind you. He a big time fighter, you know what I'm saying? He not big, but he
De La Hoya's protege.
He under him, but De La Hoya's his promoter, and he called him out like, "Yo, bro, I'm bigger than 20,000." You feel what I'm saying?
He is.
What's up with, you know what I'm saying?
He is.
So how do you feel about when you get offered things? Should you just especially as an athlete, should you take the first offer and just work your way to get to that best offer, or should you know what I'm saying, wait it out? Because like you see people in the NFL like Jamal Adams right now trying to wait out a deal, but he's worth the deal. Though. And then he asking for a trade, going crazy, you know what I'm saying? So what do you think?
If you know your worth, then you demand what you deserve. Like, Ronnie Garcia is nice. He's nice. Young athlete. You know what I'm saying? With this.
So he should have skipped the 20,000. He should have took that.
Hell, skip that shit. Because fucking.
But that's easy work. You wasn't fighting nobody big, though. You wasn't fighting no, you know what I'm saying? You wasn't getting the tank fight that you want.
But it depends on what he wants. That's if he wants like 10 mil, it's like, whoa, you gotta relax.
He's not a mil.
Not even up there yet.
I think he might be a mil.
You are one or two mil.
No, he ain't two. He might be one. Might be.
Yeah, but I think with all this social media, people are going to buy the fight. That fight is gonna bring more than fucking $200,000 worth of fucking tickets. Like, he has more followers than the amount you giving him.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna make a shitload of money just off him. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I agree that he should have waited out $200,000. Like, you niggas trying to disrespect me, man? Fuck you. You disrespect
me? I'm just looking at the game and shit like that, because I'm thinking, like, you know, some guys are on contract where they get paid monthly. They don't even get the payday on the actual fight.
But you got to know your worth. Look at like you said, Jamal Adams. Look at his numbers. Pro Bowl. The Jets actually hit on their first round pick, and they not going to pay him. He's one of the top safeties. Not the best top safety in the league.
What I'm saying, you got to think what he asking for. Because you know what I'm saying? You know,
he's
in the
just
field.
Asking to be the highest paid safety. Like, freaking, damn, what's his name for the Bears? Eddie Jackson's got more money than him. Tyrann Mathieu, he deserved it because he went crazy this year. Last year, I mean. And I forgot the other safety.
So how much are you getting paid? Like, 30 mil?
Nah, he's still on rookie deal.
Oh, so he's not his next deal. I'm saying
next deal got to be at least like 30? 14 mil
at 14 million a year?
Guaranteed type shit. 14 mil a year type shit.
Because
He's one of the best safeties in the league, bro. And it's not even that he's one of the best. It's just the Jets and the culture that Jamal Adams bring that culture to the Jets. Like, no nonsense, no tolerance.
He's big on it.
Let's go, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'll die for this. Let's go. And that's what the Jets need—a winning type of culture, which they don't have. If they let go of Jamal Adams, that's going to be gone. Sometimes you don't even pay the athlete based on the skill. Just pay the athlete just on the stuff he brings to the table. You want your player to have a piece of, like, the general manager, the coach on the team. That's why Chris Paul was getting a crazy amount of money, because he's an extension of the organization in the locker room. You know what I'm saying? So I say, yeah, know your worth, man. So Ryan Garcia, Jamal Adams, I think they're doing the right thing holding out because they know they're worth. You know what I'm saying? They know they're worth. What you think?
I mean, I think you gotta play your cards right. You gotta see what you getting, what can you gain out of it bigger than money. Like, what's the next step? Like, if I did this one, I need to get triple this or quadruple this after this. You feel what I'm saying? Just depends on how you feel. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. That's to me, the business-wise, you got to look at sometimes a short money at the moment going to lead to something, or sometimes it might not. You feel what I'm saying? It just depends on you.
But that's the thing with Ryan Garcia. He's getting paid $2,000, and he's going to be basically bringing everybody to the fight. So he should get more just based off his name. Because you say he's fighting a no-name.
Right? Yeah, that's a fact.
Pay him more. Like, yo, you the bringing all the bread in.
I'm not arguing. I'm just asking, you feel me, to see what you think.
Yeah, like, you going to bring all the bread, so let's pay him a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Now, if he was fighting some, like,
a bigger name.
Canelo, which...
never would happen.
Yeah. And Canelo getting, like, 10 mil off rip. And he was like, yo, Ronnie, we only got 300. I mean, 300. 3 mil for you.
He taking that.
Take that. Because that spotlight, niggas don't know. Niggas might never seen you for it. And it's a bigger spotlight. Like, who this young nigga, you know what I mean? Got game, you know what I'm saying? Then you might get a title shot. Stuff like that. You don't take no less money to fight a no-name. Like, dude, I need more money to fight this nigga.
Copy.
Yeah, so I think you're doing the right thing. And, since we talking about boxers, right?
Yeah.
You seen that shit with Jay Prince, man?
Oh, you talking about,
He had Shakur Stevenson there and all that.
Talking about him and, NBA YoungBoy.
Yeah. I didn't like that way he had, because he represents Shakur Stevenson.
Yeah.
I don't like him bringing him into that energy, that light. You know what I'm saying? You don't do that.
But look, I don't question Jay Prince. he that. He know what he doing. That's OG. A real. But
I agree with YoungBoy. You got niggas that could call me and saying, yo, you want to bring this shit to social media?
You heard what Jay Prince said, though. He said he had the niggas call his brother and handle that whole shit. You feel what I'm saying? But
that's not his real brother. He might not say, yo, fuck. I don't fuck with my brother, nigga.
Listen, NBA YoungBoy wild, though. He don't know the levels of shit yet.
That's what I'm saying. He don't give a fuck about Jay Prince.
That debugging.
I don't give a fuck. You call me, bring this shit to social media. I don't give a damn. Them young South, not South, them South niggas. Don't give a damn.
They tripping. Jay Prince is that. But they don't like that lane without him.
But yeah, but they don't. He don't care about no old rep. What you done lately, nigga?
He's still that. He's still Jay Prince.
I'm not questioning. I ain't got a problem with Jay Prince. I seen the hunt. I read up. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't like what he did bringing Shakur Stevenson in that energy and that. Like, you keep that man out of there, that young kid out of there, man. You know what I'm saying? I just ain't like when he got Shakur Stevenson. That's really.
I ain't gonna question. Whatever he did it for a reason. It had to be something. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, like he
did it for a reason. I ain't about to question him.
Alright, so next topic.
You feel me? OG. He got it.
Next topic. Let me get off that.
Let me get off that. We want to talk about
that egregious video, man.
Oh, you talking about bro did some dumb shit. I hope niggas handle him too. He hit the shorty with the skateboard.
He needs to go to jail.
Jail? Nah. See, look, we ain't gotta do all that. The neighborhood supposed to handle that.
A rumor has it they know where he's at.
Supposed to be handled.
That's a rumor.
Supposed to be handled. Oh, rip. Niggas that was there that taped it, supposed to handle that.
That's the one thing I ain't like. That's when I question, if I have a daughter, I don't want to date black people. Black niggas. Let me say niggas, not black people. Niggas. Because those are some niggas. You know, it's the difference between niggas and black people, right?
This nigga Donald.
There's a difference. Bro. There's a difference, Ty. Them niggas that just laughed, niggas. That's one thing I didn't like. How you going to hit the girl with the skateboard?
You're supposed to get popped on, like, bro, you violent.
First of all, don't matter what she said. Ain't supposed to get you that mad. We gotta hit the girl with a skateboard.
Nah, I ain't gonna hold you.
And then your homie's laughing.
Supposed to violate him. Supposed to be laughing. Violate him, bro. Supposed to violate him. He supposed to be done up.
You supposed to beat him and strip him naked, or drag him through the neighborhood and wild out on him, bro.
Feel me? Apologize to shorty, all of that. The whole nine.
Yeah, but the way she was talking to him, she wasn't on no rowdy. Yo, you know what I mean?
It don't matter what the rowdy. Fuck. She could have did all of that. Still ain't gonna give you no green light to do that shit.
Hit her with a skim. I'm like, God damn. Then the laughing. What if you do that with your daughter and you seen that video?
Bro's dead. I ain't not. You ain't got to even ask me that. You know what type of time. I'm
all them niggas dying in that video. The niggas that's laughing, I'm killing all them niggas.
I know, I ain't gonna kill all of them. I'm killing dude that did it. The rest of them, they gonna get violated. You feel me? They getting violated. But him, he getting done up. I ain't gotta talk about nothing else. You feel me? He done
fuck.
Up. Tripping.
You seen it though, right?
Yeah. Nigga, yes.
I just ain't like that laughing part. That's when I question. If my girl, I mean my girl, my daughter, if I have a daughter, I don't want her dating niggas. That was some nigga shit. Nigga shit, man. But I want to talk about this too, Ty.
What up?
Enough of that topic, man, because that shit's getting me hot. I got a headache. Back to sports real quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think the NFL coming back?
I think because the whole...
Ezekiel Elliott got COVID. They canceled the Hall of Fame game with the Steelers and the Cowboys.
Speaking of NFL, got my boy in here. Shout out to my boy, Miles Hartsfield.
Shout out to Miles Hartsfield.
Feel me?
Carolina Panther.
Facts. I'm getting a jersey. Oh, my boy want to get on.
Oh, this is talk about NFL. Let's talk. We got to respect the brand. No cursing. We got to respect the brand.
That's you.
That's you. You got to respect the brand.
What's good,
my boy?
Where you at?
Oh, hold on. And my boy got a podcast. Make sure y'all go check that out. Limitless podcast. Right. Matter of fact, you can say it for the people that can hear you.
Promote.
Go follow us at Limitless Pod. You already know the vibe. Talking about all that good sports.
All right, make sure y'all check that out. So what's good, my boy? I mean, what's your feelings right now on the league, man? What you been hearing? What you been thinking?
Man, I'm hearing good news, though. Like today, Roger Goodell came out saying that we good to start on the original starting day on July 21st. That's what I got to get down there. You know, everybody going to be down there on the 28th.
Okay, so they...
I mean, it sounded good. You know, things could change quick with this corona stuff.
Right. Facts.
So, did you find out what the precautions they're going to take? Are they doing any, like, bubble-type method? Or is it just going to be, like...
What I heard, like, mostly it's just going to be our coaches and us. Like, nobody else is going to be around.
Okay.
And then, like, we're going to be inside. So, we're going to be inside the bubble instead of being outside of the practice.
Okay.
All right. So that's all I've been.
Here.
So what you been doing, man?
Keep yourself
getting
right.
Ready for the league. What you been doing?
Well, I've been working out three times a day. You know, ain't nothing else to do, so I just get right. We started our own fitness business, so we got that going.
Talk to him.
Facts. Limitless fitness. Workouts, man. I gotta work out Sunday.
Gotta work out Sunday. I was supposed to work out today, but Miles was like, yo, don't get me sick because I had a little head cold last night. I'm just...
He coming online talking about...
No. Nigga, they ain't said nothing to me.
Hey, Ty.
He ain't said nothing to me. Word, bro. Listen, hold up, bro. I got a family, bro.
Come on, son.
So, what y'all talking about on the pod today, though? What y'all talking about?
We taking another step. To the next subject, are we speaking on what was it about? Speaking on relationships.
Yeah. How do you know you have a good girl? That's a question I wanted to ask a lot of my friends. How do you know you got a good shorty, a good queen at your side?
How you know when you got a good shorty?
Good girl.
YouTube comments. You feel what I'm saying? Let us know.
For me, it's not gonna be the same for you. But I feel like when you know you got a good one is when, like. Is she right for you? You know, like, when you slide a girl's DM or you, like, at a girl, you, like, feel bad. You know what I mean? You, like, when you don't feel bad, that means, nah, bro.
So.
Because you really don't care about her.
So when you attempt to cheat and you feel no feeling, that's not your girl.
She's a dun. She's a dun.
Talk that talk.
Finish.
Talk.
Cause look, a real man, like, if you really like a girl, you gonna when you do it, you gonna be like, man, I should have never did that.
That's right.
I wish I never did that. I really wish Shorty was his, not this girl. You know me? That's when you know you got the right.
That's facts. Why are you looking at me like that, Ty?
You wouldn't even put yourself in that situation to do something.
Right.
That's really the right girl.
Facts.
Pay attention. You paying attention?
Pay attention. Listen.
How you feel, Ty?
Look. I'm a put it like this. You know you got it was good, my boy Rich. What's it called? You know you got a good one. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When everything you do is like you got not work for it, but it's like you impressing. Like you can't come half ass with her. Like you know she that. You feel what I'm saying? Like yo, I'm about to. You feel I'm gonna take Shorty out tonight? But you like I can't do it on no regular, like, you know. Right. We about to just do this. You got to come when you're trying to impress her.
Right.
Into a certain sense. Like, when you got that feeling of which she make you work, like, she making you want to be better version of yourself, that's when you know she that joint. You be like, damn, bro, I don't even want to be just where I'm at. This ain't enough. She need me to be here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She got standards and abilities that she need me to push me to go here, and then I want to push her to go there.
Like, always better you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, her day is now right. Your investment. You feel what I'm saying? When her day is your investment, that's when you know that's it. You feel what I'm saying? Where it's like, yo, the homies call you, like, I go out with the homies at night, but then, you feel me, like, shorty could go out. Nah, I want to go with her. I want to chill with her. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Were you making when those you type like decisions?
I see.
If you in your relationship, wherever it is, if y'all ain't leveling up each other, trying to help each other right. grow, it's over.
Feel what I'm saying?
If you ain't seeing no ROI, you need to go. ROI, return on investment.
What he say?
You gotta have some return on investment. If you're growing, if your relationship ain't showing, and she ain't showing no ROI, return on investment, you gotta dip. It's a fact.
Bugging.
It's a fact. But y'all speaking some facts though. I'm learning.
Not yet.
You gotta look at it now. Like, now that we're older, you feel what I'm saying? Maybe when I was younger, it's like, but now it's like to a point where, can she be a mother to my child type of vibe? Like, you feel what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. Like, me personally, I'm not sleeping around with no girl that I feel like, you feel what I'm saying? She ain't that. Like, that's my new Stilo. I ain't just sliding in DMs like it's crazy. Right. I'm looking to see if.
You don't even think about stuff like that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, because, you know, stuff happened. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
If I was to do this, is she the one I know going to hold it down and we going to be able to raise a family together? A smart, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to have these type of things in your mindset when you're speaking to females now, you know, especially once you get over that age of 21, 22, 23, you're like, all right, let me see. This ain't,
you ain't mess with no girls. Mess with women.
This is a woman now. You feel what I'm saying? Different, a different vibe, a different talk. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So you gotta be thinking.
You spend facts, bro.
Yeah, look, I'm just being real. Look, I'm just trying to put you on game, my brother. You feel what I'm saying? That's why I'm here. You feel what I'm saying? But to me personally, too, is that if the female that you like or you talking to, if she don't make you want to be a better version of yourself and make you want to uplift her as well, she ain't the one for you, bro.
Right.
Like, I'm gonna just put it like that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, me personally, if I like you and I'm invested into you, now your day, whatever you got going on, I'm gonna stop what I got going on and make sure you good. You know what I'm saying? When you do that, when you be like, yo, fuck it, I'm gonna be late to this meeting, but I make sure she gets the word. She go this. I'm saying is when you invested, bro, you do
the money there. Money meet.
So, I'm doing that. I've been question, there.
Question for you. So, I'm not gonna say my name, but you know what I'm gonna do. Tried to do this to a girl, you know, tried to uplift her. But she wasn't going, bro. She wasn't going for none of that. Like, she like, I'm good where I'm at. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But she bad. She tough. She top 10.
Okay.
Hold on.
Does that overlook that she don't want to better herself? You know what I'm saying? Does the looks, like, does that weigh more?
No. Nah, I would say to you this. If she doesn't want to get to that next level in life, if you going next level, right, you got to let her know that, yo, listen, I'm going here. I can't keep coming back to bring you.
I can't come back to come get you
like this. Right. You feel what I'm saying? I need you to be prepared for what you're ready to do. You feel what I'm saying? So right. If she not prepared to go to the next level with you, then you gotta, you know what I'm saying? I know it's hard. You be like, damn, you feel me? This is it.
She fire.
But you feel what I'm saying? You gotta have to separate yourself.
But the thing is, look.
I hope he listened to this.
Look. Oh, we know this dude?
No, I said.
Oh, no. Huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's talking about my mans. Talking about my mans.
Ophel. Talk to him, Ophel.
How you doing?
It's Donald and Ty of Day of Day Podcast right now. I'm live with
him. How you doing?
Hello.
So what's your opinion on what makes a girl the right one?
When you don't mind being around her. When you spend, being around her, you're nice, you can't wait to see her. She's your ride or die. She supports you.
She's your ROD. Stop playing with a boogie.
She's your ride or die. She supports everything that you do. She tells you the truth. She don't just sugarcoat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I need that.
Yeah, she's honest with you. Those are probably my top.
Your top tier right there.
Got you.
I need that.
Shout out to moms.
And the most important one is trust. You trust her.
Right.
Trust you. It doesn't matter where you are or who you're around. Trust is there.
Brian yes. Bowen. Hey, listen, y'all heard it here live first.
Y'all heard it here
first.
From moms. From OG.
OG. You feel me?
But I would like to say, looks and ain't everything to me. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
Looks and everything, because you're going to get old.
I appreciate y'all, man.
You're going to get old.
All right, my boy, stay safe. All
right, be safe.
All right,
bro. But, like, you're going to get old. You know what I mean? And I tell when a lot of girls talk to me, they be like, oh, my God, I'm getting old. I'm like, would you like to die today? You know what I'm saying?
Bug it.
So I just like the energy, and I want a girl that's like me for me, because I play around a lot. Sometimes it may not seem like I'm taking something serious, but then again, I do take it serious, but I'm joking with it, you know what I mean?
Copy.
I just want a girl like me for me, man, and don't really care too much about her looks. Like, we going to the store, she putting on 10 pounds of makeup on her face. You know what I'm saying? She got to wear a whole dress. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. So, shout out to Miss Chrissy. That's not a man. You feel what I'm saying? Well, you said a male. I mean, be
read it out.
So she said, so how is it when a woman does all of that, a male feel like she's coming for his manhood? I don't believe that. You feel what I'm saying? Did you come for my manhood? I feel like you trying to level me up. You know what I'm saying? A woman is going to shape you. She's your whole, what's the right word? She's your spiritual guide through this thing called life. You feel what I'm saying?
She's
your everything.
What's the pilot? Then it's the what? Co-pilot. She's co-pilot.
Not she the pilot. You the co-pilot. Mm. Remember that. Let's make that facts. The woman is the pilot. You the co-pilot. Feel what I'm saying? When she needs you, that's when she needs you to come in and handle
this.
That's
when you know you got a girl.
Yes.
But like what she said, what I said before, a lot of males on this earth are not men. They're males.
Facts. You know what I mean? You feel what I'm saying? If a woman loves you, she's gonna come correct, and you gonna get that feel and that vibe. That ain't coming for your manhood. You feel what I'm saying? I personally wouldn't take that as coming from my manhood. I feel like you trying to make sure that I'm on my game.
Right.
And with your man out here looking crazy. You feel
and
what I'm
you
saying?
You sacrifice, and she sacrifice. If you know, like, for example, like, if your woman needs something done with her nails, but she know, like, she ain't got the money right now, and you need to pay the bill, she'll sacrifice. You got to sacrifice in relationship as well.
It's a lot of things that come with the relationship game. You feel what I'm saying?
Talk to me, Todd.
Everybody not prepared for it. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of women, they like what looks good next to them, but not what's good for them. You feel what I'm saying?
That's a gem. Repeat that.
A lot of women like what looks good next to them, but not what's good for them.
Say it one more time.
A lot of women like what's good next to them, and not what's good for them. And there's a lot of women out here, I could go through my phone book right now. You feel what I'm saying? And a lot of unhappy girls and a lot of unhappy relationships.
You see it on the gram.
Feel me? But I'm saying is, why are you... Like this, I'm gonna give y'all a little side nigga chronicle real quick.
Talk
you feel what I'm saying? For a shorty I used to mess with, she was messing with me. She was like, "Oh man, like you do this, you do that, you make everything so much better." Like when she's stressed out, she called me.
Right.
When something's wrong in her life or something's going on, she called me. She need help with something, she called me. And I told her like, "Yo, one day, like, yo, bro, why you calling me? Why do you have a man if you calling me?"
Oh, she had a man.
She got a man. Side nigga chronicle. You feel what I'm saying? So my whole thing is to her was like, "Yo, so leave this nigga, right?" She was like, "Oh, I can't leave." I was like, "Why not?" She was like, "Oh, when I tried to leave, he went crazy, this and that." And then I was like, "So
a male."
If I'm saying, so why are you, you know what I'm saying, going back and forth, just end it for real. And she couldn't end it because she still was involved with it. And I said, "Oh, so you like this type of game that you playing, you feel what I'm saying? You know what you need, but you don't want that. You like what looks good next to you. You like that he do this for a living, so this look good for you. You feel what I'm saying?
A lot of women like, shout out to Gillian Wallow. A lot of women like D&D.
You drop that for the people to download?
Digging drama. A lot of people like, the girls like D and drama. I disagree, men can't want a woman that. I disagree, men can want a woman that's better for his life, but not men enough to handle the difference, blaming it on the reason how they raise different and things he's been through.
I think that's the type of men that you like. If that's what you're experiencing, because I mean, a man like me, I'm not about to complain to a girl if she's trying to uplift me.
Yeah.
About what I've been through. You feel me? I didn't see hell and back. You feel what I'm saying?
Definitely seen hell.
You
like
feel what
people,
I'm saying?
A lot of girls be like, "Yo, we're not from New York." What you mean by that? Because you don't act like a New York nigga. New York niggas, I'm like, that's not me. I've seen a lot.
I'm not about to do that.
I ain't about to just complain to you all day. Because that's not what men do. We don't complain all day. We take action. We stand firm on what we do. We get right to business.
I think that you should get a better taste than men if that's the type of men that you're dealing with that do that. You feel what I'm saying? Oh, I can't treat you good because of this. Or I ain't doing this because of that. We don't make excuses. If he's making too many excuses for you, then you need to leave him. You feel me?
Try something different.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying?
Try something different. You might have to. You probably dating them fly niggas. You know what I mean? You dating them niggas that got the G-Rod. You need to date a nice little square nigga, because my sister was one of them niggas dating the ballers, the drug dealers, driving her crazy. Now she dating a square. Love her.
You do everything right.
Everything right. Got a good job. Care for her. New Year's, he went crazy. Crown Royal, Henny, all that. I'm like, damn, this nigga got it like that. It's my man. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you gotta, you know what I mean? You can't go straight to the boss. Sometimes you gotta date the worker that's doing something.
Now, you could date the boss, but you got to understand that the boss come with a different lifestyle.
Different lifestyle, yeah.
Different things that you don't ever want to be involved with.
Yeah, different energy. He might not take you that serious.
I just think it depends on what you're looking for in a man. You're looking for certain things. I think a lot of girls know how to describe what they're looking for, but they never date what they're looking for.
Because they want that trophy. Like, this is my man. You know what I mean? The looks-wise and shit like that.
I feel that.
That's what I think.
That's why I said what I said. You feel me? I think they like what looks good and not what's good for them. Because a lot of things that are good for them don't look as good as they thought it was going to be. He don't come into what you thought. And a lot of men, that's our number one problem. It look good, but that shit ain't good for us.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what a lot of us in relationships. And that's what causes a lot of the drama and shit that we in. And then when you do find that motherfucker that look good and, feel me, is good for you, that's when it hit all way complete. Because the person that look good for you, mentally, you already gonna beat her. You know what I'm saying? They might not be the baddest in the room, but mentally, she gonna get it.
Mentally,
you know what I'm saying? You gonna be like, all right, she looked way better to me than probably to him, because me and her connected in a different way. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Certain things. You feel what I'm saying? I just think, personally, you gotta be ready. What you want in a person, you gotta be able to get that relationship. And if that person's not giving that to you, then you step away. Period.
Facts.
You feel what I'm saying? And there's a lot of good women out here, but there's also a lot of bad ones that ruin a lot of good men. But there's a lot of good men that have ruined a lot of good women. You feel what I'm saying? But I think that we get to a point now, too, we got to stop complaining about the relationships we've been in, because we choose to be in them relationships.
And stop,
as men and women, we choose to be in them shits.
And stop assuming this man is the same, or whoever is the same person you dated last time.
No, he did the same thing. The reason they do that is because there's obviously something that's similar. So you feel what I'm saying? They jumping in that bag already. You gotta think like, oh, I've been here. Let me see what's going on. What I'm saying, but don't bring your insecurities to a new relationship.
That's what I mean.
You know what I'm saying? Because when you bring that, it throws the vibe off
already,
and fucks shit up.
Already, throws it off already.
So I think you gotta look at that. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention to shit like that, because that's a big thing.
It is a big thing, yo.
That's what a lot of relationships right now, especially 2020, was wrong with it. The insecurities. You bring your insecurities from your last relationship to this relationship, and stop jumping from relationship to relationship.
Yeah, because
hold up. You've been in love 3 times in the last year. I'm done with this shit.
Right.
I hate that shit on the gram.
Right. I'll be seeing these young chicks get engaged. I'm like, what?
First of all, hold up. I just seen a girl.
What?
Date a nigga, right?
Right.
January.
Pay attention.
Hold on, not even September. June is a whole new man, and he been in her life for a year.
Caption.
Wait, hold up.
Love of my life.
Word. He's been down with me for a year. Hold up. Didn't you just have a different nigga in January?
It's my day one.
So you was talking to this other nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what it basically.
Like what? So how you supposed to last if you already had the backup? You feel what I'm saying? That don't make no sense. That now you feel me playing a game. They don't want to talk about that though. That's a different type
of
thing.
That's a fact. A lot of females. It's only been a month.
Look, females got a whole backup plan for your plan.
You ain't got a new nigga in a month. So you've been talking to this nigga while we've been.
You feel what I'm saying? I'm just telling you what I see. Ooh. What I know through this, you know, these side nigga chronicles. You feel what I'm saying?
Side nigga chronicles. I'm retired. Sharp.
I'm retired, but you know, when I was out here in these streets.
Book coming soon. Sound Nigga Chronicles.
Facts.
Ty Sharp.
Go talk some shit. But look, I'm just saying, like, this is what happens, though. Like, a lot of girls do that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, they talking to you the whole time. They got a man. Just in case he mess up, you next in line.
So what you think about the girls and the men that's saying, I don't want to do that heartbreak. I'm done.
That relationship. That should give you experience. Should give you a whole different outline and sight on shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I look at it. Like, if you ain't never been hurt, then you ain't gonna really know how to appreciate certain shit. That's how I look at it. You ain't never, if you a 23, 24 year old man and you ain't never got your heart broken, you don't want that shit to happen right now. You ain't gonna know, your emotions is crazy.
Really?
I wouldn't want to have that shit gonna hurt you for real now, cause you really invested and yet it's more of a stronger investment cause you in a different position.
See, I had my heart broken, but we never went out. I just had a crush on her. Like, damn, this, damn, man, what the fuck?
Yeah, you tripping?
You know what I mean? I never been in love like that.
Oh nah. See, love is a different animal, my nigga.
I know.
Different.
I seen love. That shit. I seen love take control of some people. Like, yo, what's up with this nigga? Some new nigga right here.
Nah. Love will have you smiling for no reason, nigga.
Yeah, nigga. Like
that should have had, you ready to do anything. That should have had you ready to run through a building. You feel me? Mm. The emotions of love is crazy. That shit hectic. Up and down. Especially when you really involved and emotional and shit go left or right. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
whoa.
You get in a different lane. You feel what I'm saying? But you know what a nigga in love, though. When you in love, it don't matter what they do. Your ass is there.
We know, Tom. We seen shit.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, that's a different type of love. That's why you... And in love, sometimes you blonde when you're in love, too. So a lot of stuff, you be doing dumb shit. And once you be able to hop out of there,
right.
Once you in that breakup, when you in that... You look at each other and be like, nigga, I did this. Why the fuck y'all ain't come tell me?
Right.
You feel me?
Blonde, yes.
But then
yes,
you be
yes.
like, oh, shit. You
that's the dangerous love right
that's
there.
That's the shit that you do. Feel me? Men fall forward and they do some out the world shit. Really? And sometimes I see women that do it and they be just going crazy. And I be like, damn, ain't nothing he could do and you ain't gonna leave him. And then for us, it'd be like, this nigga might kill everybody in the room for her. Like, he really done up. Like, you feel me? So I feel like that love emotion, that's some shit. That's a button that when you hit that, you enter in some shit.
Fuck.
You enter. I'm saying it's deep, bro. But it's beautiful though. It's a lot of shit that come with it. But
hopefully,
it's beautiful.
Hopefully I can get there soon. You know what I mean? Hopefully I get there soon. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no, you gonna be? Oh no, it's gonna fulfill you, bro. You gonna be?
I do want a girl, Ty. You know, go hikes.
Nigga said go hikes
with the dog.
Don't do it for the Instagram, bro. Don't do it for the.
You
club.
Know I'm not. Only time I'm on social media is to talk about and promote the podcast.
Facts. What I'm saying is you. Nah, show you know how shorties do.
That mean, then we got to talk. That's when you gotta regulate. Like, yo, you can't be doing that, man. Matter of fact, I wouldn't even care.
That's what I'll be thinking.
I wouldn't even care.
Social media too much energy, bro. If she wanna post me. I'm not doing the whole post my sneaker shit though. Don't do that.
What's that?
When they post like a little picture like of them and themselves, and then they got you in the back, so they gonna put like a smiley face over you so other girls wanna see your face and shit like that.
Oh nah, that's disrespectful.
Don't do that.
You better spread me.
Let your hoes know you got a nigga now.
Yeah,
that's a wrap.
Yeah. If you don't do it, I'm leaving you.
Facts.
That's a fact.
When I post you, I ain't about to do all that extra goofy shit.
I might not post you. I'm saying that you could post me.
And some of the homies be doing it. They throw the whole Instagram away. Shit is crazy out here. I ain't with that though. I'm not beat. If I claiming you, then the world going now. I ain't about to do all
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
You feel me? I ain't got time for that shit. That shit is stressful, bro.
I don't even need to post you to claim me. You gonna be around. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Facts. But that's just me though.
I'm an old school hit type nigga.
Like, I got an old side. I'm simple. We don't got to do too much.
Right, I'm simple. Facts.
You
facts.
Feel me? You want to post me. I ain't about to say and argue with you.
Oh, you ain't post me last week. Oh, like, come on, man.
Like, if I post a picture, yo, you ain't, she come crazy. Like, I ain't.
You ain't tag me in it. Like, my nigga. You for real?
You feel me?
You for real?
First of all, I think in my next relationship, I ain't going to have no lock on the phone, bro.
I want to have a relationship where I can leave my phone unlocked. Somebody call. I'll be like, yo, answer that, babe. I want that type of relationship. Yo, answer that for me.
I want that. That's the type of energy I need in my next relationship, bro.
Yeah, I need that.
I need to unlock phone shit. That means that y'all feel me. Like, that's when I know.
If you can go to the bathroom.
Hold up. You know she gonna really be with it if you really your shit unlocked. Like, she ain't even gotta. You feel me? Oh, this nigga is different.
I need that.
She gonna be like, oh. He ain't got no hoes.
Yeah.
And if a hoe do hit me, you feel me? I'm like, look, you could tell her right now, stop calling the phone.
Yeah, fuck that. You know what I mean? Answer the phone, that's right. Yeah.
Feel me? She blocked. Look, this came up no caller ID. Look. See how she coming.
I need that breed of woman, you know. But I wanna get to the next thing we got going on.
What up?
Not Jared's question of the week.
Okay.
And I got one for you.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be real, dog. You gotta be real.
Let's see what we talking.
It's the podcast. We live our truths.
Facts.
You letting a girl eat you from
what?
Eat your groceries?
Nah.
Really?
Nah. I'm good.
Some niggas is doing it.
Niggas is different.
I'm being dead serious. You got niggas like,
nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
They be like, yo, my girl talked to me for 20 minutes trying to get me turned on. You know what I mean?
That don't even sound right in that question.
So you're not letting no girl eat, no, eat your groceries?
No.
All right.
I'm good.
Just asking.
That's not for me.
What about you? Do you? I know some of you nice niggas on YouTube would let that happen. Comment.
Nigga said.
Say bro. Anonymous.
I'm good, bro.
So you ain't doing that?
Nah.
Not for 10 racks?
Nah.
20 racks?
No.
Now you're lying. Pay attention.
I'm dead ass.
100 grand.
Nah. I'm dead ass, bro.
You lying.
Why am I, what the fuck am I lying about?
I feel you though. I ain't never, you know what I mean? I'm never that.
Everything ain't worth money, bro.
You eating groceries?
Do I? Yeah, if you my shorty, yeah. I'm disgusted. You feel me?
That's what I said.
I'm nasty. I be
you gotta show you that you crazy.
You come correct.
Crazy.
You feel me? You come correct, then she good. She ain't going nowhere.
Crazy. What's your question?
Not your average question of the week.
Top of the head.
I'm trying to think it. That's a. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a question. I need a good question.
Want me to give you another one? You think?
Go ahead.
Would you slap your mom for $1 million?
No. I'm never disrespecting mother like that, but you're bugging.
Yo, I think yo, Ty. Be real.
I'm being honest, my nigga. I'm not slapping my mother for $1 million.
You wouldn't slap your mom. $1 million.
I'm not doing it, bro. That ain't for
now. Me. What if you had to tell your mom? She's like, nigga, you stupid.
Nah.
She might say that.
She might say that, but I'm like, nah. I tell my sister.
If it was me,
nigga say he gonna slap his mother for it.
How about your mom? We gonna be good at the.
That ain't even that good.
You just gotta.
That's decent.
I mean, that's decent. But okay, we can do a lot with a mill.
That's a fact.
Do a lot with a mill.
It's a good a lot of investments.
That's what I'm saying. I'll be like, Ma, you gotta understand. You're gonna have to get smacked for this $1 million. Please, let me just smack you. Whatever comes after the smack, I'll deal with it.
I don't know, bro.
So you wouldn't smack your mom for $1 million?
Nah, I'm not doing that shit, bro. I'm not doing no retarded shit like that.
Damn.
I'm good. That shit's like bugging.
Loud as hell.
Oh, damn. What's not your average question.
Anything, Tom. Off the head. Because we've been getting a little crazy. Like, would you smoke crack for 5 years or do 2 years in prison?
That's a good one right there.
Remember that? We did that one first episode.
Oh, we did. We did do that.
Then we took it light.
We bring it back.
Now, hold on. We took a little light with the questions. Now we getting back to some, damn. You know what I'm saying? Let's get back to the hard questions, Tom.
I might have to ask that one, though. Because that didn't, things, life changed.
I told you my answer.
Oh, my God.
5 years, smoke crack. That's your question?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you that right now. Go ahead.
Would I rather smoke crack for 5 years or do 2 years in prison?
Yeah.
I'm smoking that rock, nigga.
What?
Come on, Ty. We ever discuss this, bro?
Bruh. No. I forgot what you said before, bro, but...
Me. I'm not the addictive type.
My nigga is crack. Ain't no running away from that.
I can shake that. Like.
So you just going to be a crackhead for 5 years?
Like. 2 years? Nah. I got to keep moving and shaking. I could be a functional crackhead, but 2 years in jail, everything stops.
Nah, you bugging.
So you're doing 2 years in prison. Prison, nigga. We ain't jail. Prison.
2 years?
2 years, nigga.
Or smoke crack. I'm doing going to jail, bro. Fuck it.
You fucking crazy.
2 years. Fuck it. You might not come back after the 5 years.
What do you mean?
You just smoked crack for 5 years. It's over for you, my nigga. Your body's different.
I'll be like 190.
Nigga, what?
109.
Nigga, you gonna be fucked up. Yo, ain't no way. Ain't no way. Niggas,
I come to the
tripping.
Podcast. What's up, Ty? Shaking and shit.
Nah, bro. You bugger. Ain't no way in hell I'm doing that shit.
You wouldn't.
Yo, in the comments, bro, let me know what y'all talking about,
yo,
bro.
Yo, son. When you in jail, everything stops.
5 years doing crack or 2 years in jail. Y'all let me know this retarded shit, bro. This is not your average question of the week. Which one you doing?
So you doing the pen. Doing the prison. Not jail. Prison.
Do my bed.
In prison.
Yes.
Ty, you bugging out.
I'm not trying to see how high I could get. I'm not trying
I'm
to see that.
I'm smoking that rock.
You bugging the fuck out, bro. I'm not doing that, bro. Hell no.
Rock. Light. Shake it. Light.
Name of the episode. Would you smoke crack? This nigga is bugging.
Light. Shaking it, Ty.
I'm not doing that, bro. You crazy, bro.
shake it like this. 5 years, right? Shake it like this. It's been 5 years? Put the rock down like...
So you ready to smoke crack for 5 years? That's crazy.
I'm not doing 2 years in prison, bro. I can't.
5 years?
I can't do it, bro. Everything stops.
So you rather just smoke crack?
I'm smoking that rock. Light.
Bro, we've been talking about so much good shit today. And this is how you want to end the episode. You gonna do...
You can end it with another question. On a positive note.
I didn't got one, bro. Don't even got one.
You ain't got nothing for the like relationships, pay attention segment? Like, you'll pay attention, you know what I mean? Mm. Talk to him.
Would you rather your girl...
Oh, my God.
Cheat on you with your homie or your enemy?
My homie. Because now that really ain't my homie. I already know my enemy is my enemy. You know what I'm saying? Now that ain't my homie. It was never my homie if he had the urge to have sex with my girl.
That's your answer? That's how you taking it?
Enough said, nigga.
I ain't mad at you.
You ain't mad at me? I think that's pretty...
I don't know.
The enemy is already my enemy. I expect him to push up on my girl.
This is your man's, though. Like, I'm talking about, like, your man. Right.
That ain't your man.
All right, hold on. So think about this. I ain't even gonna say no names. Your best man's right now. But you feel me? You know, niggas get drunk. They say whatever happened. They came to you. I'm just saying your man's right now. Matter of fact, your right hand man's $100,000 right now.
That ain't my girl.
I'm saying he just come back and tell, like, yo, bro, last night some shit happened. I'm gonna tell you.
To be honest, I wouldn't even get mad at my man's. That's my man's. I'll get mad at my girl. It's my girl fault.
So you say you're rather your man's hit it or the enemy?
This is a win-win, bro. This is a win-loss. Like, my man's.
I'm saying,
because the enemy got that one up on you. It's like, what you gonna do after that?
Oh, no, you got to fuck your sister.
I'm not doing that.
I've been there. But I'm saying is, I'm saying is that's how you even it out. You feel me? Now we good.
She could have set you up, though. You could have got set up.
She would have died, too.
Allegedly. That's it for the episode. That nigga said die too. That's it. This nigga ties off the wall.
I'm saying.
We out.
We all.
My nigga, you wildin'. You said die too. We gotta go. That's another episode of Not Your Average Fan Podcast. Thank you for all the growth. The numbers is up. We lit on YouTube.
I'm saying.
We lit on Spotify. We lit on Apple. What, we on iTunes too?
Yeah, we on
iTunes. Alright, y'all. Peace. You're wild, nigga. You can see he would have died too.